Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Superflex, an increasingly popular and very, very fun way to play fantasy football. And you are catching us right in the middle of round one of our Superflex draft. Welcome, everybody, to Fantasy Football Today. Adam Azer, Jamie Eisenberg, and Heath Cummings. Jamie is on the clock with the sixth pick. You can guess what the top four were. Maybe you're thinking, hey, did Patrick Mahomes go there? He didn't, by the way. In case you are new to the format, it's essentially a two-quarterback league. But well, first of all, let's say hi to Jamie and Heath. Heath, which pick do you have?
I have like the 73rd pick, it seems like. I will pick in a couple hours later in the show. And I'm going to do something fun.
Take Mahomes?
See how this draft goes here.
Well, you have the 11th pick. I have the 5th pick. Jamie has the 6th pick. We are now 8 picks in. And the results so far, Barkley, Zeke, it's PPR. Barkley, Zeke, McCaffrey, Kamara. I took Devontae Adams. Jamie took Hopkins.
You.
Yeah, I know. Jamie took Hopkins.
Why? Why would you take my guy?
Then Julio, then Juju. Patrick Mahomes goes 9th overall. So here's the format. You start one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a flex, which is a running back, wide receiver, tight end, a super flex, which can be any position, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, or tight end. So you have a three-receiver league plus a flex plus a super flex. You know what I'm going to say. I think this format devalues tight end except for the top three. So keep that in mind. I don't know if you guys agree. But these are – and it's PPR, and it's 5 point per passing touchdown. I think nine's too early for Mahomes. Heath, were you going to take Mahomes at 11? Why? There's
so
too many roster spots.
So I just got a piece of Mahomes here instead with Tyreek Hill.
You got, yeah, you did get Mahomes. But you did get Tyreek Hill. Sorry.
I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Damian Williams will fall at the end of the third round because it's super flex.
Dave's not in this draft. So, you know, well, Ben Gretchen's in this draft. So you're not getting it.
All right. But three receivers plus a flex and PPR and only 5 point per passing touchdown. Why would you take Mahomes in the first round?
The quarterbacks are we call it super flex, and it gives you a little bit of help on like bye weeks and stuff, but this is a two quarterback league.
Yes.
Like if it's super flex, it's a two quarterback league. And so I do think, especially with Tyreek Hill back, there's a little separation now, but for me between Mahomes and Watson, and there's always been a little separation for me between Mahomes and Watson and the next two. And so I don't think there's like, now that I didn't get Mahomes and I'm not going to get Watson, I probably won't take a quarterback until 15 of them are off the board, and then I'll take two or three. But yeah, I think the difference makers make a difference. That's why they're called that.
You know, what's interesting in this type of format, and Heath just kind of alluded to it, because you're picking on an end, you can gauge as it comes to you. If it's, you know, there's a run, mm-hmm. you know, you could take two with your swing picks. You can say, okay, I don't love these guys here. I can, you know, I think in a format where there's something similar to this, you can sort of play it a little bit more to your advantage, picking on the ends.
Okay. So
I don't know if I explained that correctly or not, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, being able to...
There's a very good chance I'm going to do exactly what Jamie was talking about and
go back to back.
5, 6, or 7, 8 turn, depending on how this goes, just take two of them.
Right.
Okay, so I need to ask you all what you plan on doing with quarterback. You know, you're going to most likely start two, although I will tell you that the number 24 quarterback last year was Andy Dalton. In a 5 point per passing touchdown league, PPR... Andy Dalton scored as many fantasy points as the number 17 running back, but number 24 wide receiver. So, you know, I don't think if you're bad at quarterback, if you're weak at quarterback, it's a 12-team league, and if your number two quarterback is like, you know, outside the top 20, I don't think you should eliminate the possibility of starting a wide receiver at your flex.
Well, you're talking about the number 17 running back.
but number 24 wide receiver.
Right, but you're starting two running backs and three receivers. Everybody is.
You are okay. You're,
so
you
in
know
theory,
what?
Theory, there's
three receiver there's, league. You're right. You're right. Now, if this were a 4 point per passing touchdown league, Andy Dalton was equivalent to the number 33 wide receiver in a 4 point per passing touchdown league. I'm on the clock. I'm going to catch everybody up on the picks. And Jamie, you might have to give me just 10 more seconds. I apologize. I have Davante Adams, so I'm going to take Dalvin Cook with my second pick.
Come on, take Melvin Gordon.
Oh, he's still on the board. All right, so let's go over the picks. Here we go. All of the draft results. So the top four running backs went 1 through 4. Barkley, Zeke, McCaffrey, Kamara, Davante Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, Juju Smith-Schuster. Four running backs, four receivers to start. Patrick Mahomes, David Johnson, Tyreek Hill, James Conner. Michael Thomas, Heath then took Travis Kelce, giving him Hill and Kelce. Odell Beckham.
I got Mahomes.
Odell Beckham, Mike Evans, Le'Veon Bell, Joe Mixon, a little later than, I don't know, a little later. But 19th, 18th overall, Joe Mixon. Keenan Allen to Jamie. I took Dalvin Cook. Then Antonio Brown went off the board, and we are now caught up. Jamie, any picks really stand out there? Good or bad?
I mean, like you mentioned Mixon falling to the second round. I think Mike Evans maybe going a little bit too soon, not in a bad way, but just, you know, coming off the board. Odell Beckham falling to 15. Fantastic. Other than that, no, nothing really.
All right, I have Todd Gurley and Damian Williams in my queue. I am up in 6 picks. I am not considering a quarterback here. I'm probably going to pass on the top ones unless, well, let's see. I'll put Gurley, Damian Williams, Ertz, and Kittle in my queue. And I'll put maybe a couple wide receivers. Let's see the wide receivers I want. I'm still up in 6 picks.
Leonard Fournette just went off the board ahead of Nick Chubb, ahead of Gurley, ahead of Williams.
And ahead of Melvin Gordon.
Ahead of Melvin Gordon. I don't know if that's going to end up being a surprise if you're listening to this 2-3 days from now, but the continual slide of Melvin Gordon. The only reason I'm bringing up Leonard Fournette is we just spoke to Pete Briscoe Drink from Jacksonville. He's in camp with the Jaguars. And he said, speaking to some of the coaches there, with what John DeFilippo, the new offensive coordinator, wants to do, that Fournette's involvement in the passing game could be significant.
Okay.
He also raved about D.D. Westbrook.
He did.
I am the highest guy in the world on D.D. Westbrook, and Pete told me I was too low.
No, he said your projections were too low.
Yeah.
All right, so would you guys at this point take Leonard Fournette over Todd Gurley?
I have been.
Yeah, me too.
Would you take him over Damian Williams?
I've struggled with it in PPR as I've continued to move Damian Williams up. I still have Fournette higher right now, but that's one that I keep looking at, and it makes me pause. But I have Fournette ahead of Chubb.
All right, now let's talk about quarterback strategy here, because so far we're about 24 picks in. We're waiting for round two to end. And after I took Dalvin Cook, it was Antonio Brown and then Leonard Fournette, and we're still waiting for the next pick. So far it's just Mahomes off the board as we are at pick 23. I think what you have to do is treat this as a two-quarterback league, as Heath said, and you have to ask yourself, where in the rankings is the cutoff of two quarterbacks that you are comfortable starting? And I'll ask all of you that, I guess. Heath, where in the rankings, like how many quarterbacks? It's easy in a one quarterback league, but in a two quarterback league, which this essentially is, you know, how you want two of your top what?
I don't know. I'm going to answer the question in a couple of different ways.
Okay.
I would be fine or happy starting 17 of them.
Okay.
I feel like I'm fine going as deep as 24. I think there are 24 quarterbacks that are fine as a number two option. And then there's a little bit of upside beyond that. But like my 21 through 24, Garoppolo, Dalton, Carr, and Cousins, any of those guys could be good this year.
That's 21 through 24, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jamie, how about you? Two of your top what you think are, what you'd be aiming for?
I mean, I'd be aiming for two of my top 15, but I'm fine with two of my top 25 if, in fact, my roster is just sick.
And 24 and 25 for you are Sam Darnold and Derek Carr. And 23 is Andy Dalton. I thought you might cut it off there and say, yeah, I just want to reference one thing.
We did this draft about a month ago, same format, a little different. We did two receivers instead of three, so maybe that changes things a little bit. But Chris Hassel, who was not in this draft, was in the last one. He's one of our CBS Sports HQ hosts. He had a ridiculous team, and his first quarterback was Derek Carr. I forget who his second quarterback was. It might be Foles. And he went Carr, Foles, and then Dwayne Haskins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the rest of his team was just insane. So, like, while everybody was taking quarterbacks and, you know, some cases taking three, he waited and waited and waited, and he was on the end. I believe he picked 12th. And so his first quarterback was Carr.
I will say, like, we are at the second pick in the third round now. Mahomes still the only quarterback that's been taken. If there's not a quarterback run, maybe a quarterback spurt in the next 10 picks, then we're kind of doing it wrong.
Yeah, but I'm not. But I still see guys that I'd rather take over. Aaron Rodgers would be my pick here if I had the number two quarterback. But I'm still looking at Todd Gurley, Damian Williams, and T.Y. Hilton in my queue. If it were a two-receiver league, I think I'd take Rodgers over Hilton. But considering it's PPR and I have to start three receivers and a flex and a super flex, you know, I'd like to have a little more receiver depth. But Gurley, Damian Williams, Julian Edelman, and T.Y. Hilton are in my queue. I'm not sure how I feel about Edelman ahead of Rodgers. But, yeah, I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers here. So Rodgers just went. Okay, fine. I'm not taking Luck or Watson. Recapping some of the picks here as I'm on the clock, and I'm going to take Todd Gurley, 29th overall. So recent picks, Fournette, we told you about. Then it was Zach Ertz, George Kittle, A.J. Green, Aaron Rodgers, Amari Cooper, Andrew Luck, Todd Gurley. Jamie took Damian Williams. All right, so
first time.
Good. All right, 30th overall.
First time
with three quarterbacks off the board. So Heath, are you happy with the way this looks? I agree with you. It's time. It was time to start taking some QBs.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird that the second best quarterback hasn't been taken yet.
Yeah, and it's only 5 points a passing touchdown. So yeah,
and even in 5 points, I think Watson should be the second quarterback. I have him ranked fourth in 6 points. That just slight downgrade gives him such an edge with his rushing ability.
Adam Thielen and Nick Chubb were the last two picks taken. So I think, seeing Damian Williams go ahead of Nick Chubb is probably something that didn't happen a month ago. Fair?
Yes.
Melvin Gordon off the board, 33rd overall. Your thoughts?
And I will say this, and I think we got an email or a tweet about this. Nick Chubb's receiving ability gets, I think, overlooked a little bit. I think it was like four of his last seven games, he had at least three catches. So they were using him a little bit more in that regard.
Yeah.
He's not going to be, a 60-catch guy, but I think 40 is realistic.
He was on pace for 42 in his 10 starts.
Yeah, I think that's realistic.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy that Matthew Coca took Melvin Gordon, so I didn't have to make that decision. And I'm not near as happy that Ben Gretsch took Deshaun Watson, because I was going to be thrilled to get him there at the end of the third round. But
there it is.
I guess I'll just stick with, like, it's a normal draft and take Kerryon Johnson at pick 35.
Listen, Jamie, very important. Next time there's a Heath sigh, you cannot talk at the end. Okay, you have to leave it so I can make a clean edit. You just IM me when you think there's a Heath side. That's what it's worth clipping. All right, so Deshaun Watson went after Melvin Gordon. Heath took Kerryon Johnson. We are at the final pick of round three. I don't see anything crazy. I was trying to dig in a little bit on the Vikings receivers before the show to see how I felt about them. And I think in PPR, I think I'm really nervous about Stephon Diggs. I want to know how you guys feel about these two guys. But Diggs has played 29 games over the last 2 years, and I believe he has had 14 games with 50 or fewer yards. That scares me. How do you guys feel? And I also just don't think that he can take off and really break out to what his talent level is as long as Adam Thielen is there.
There was, I think it was on Good Morning Football. I didn't see the show, and I may be saying it incorrectly, so I apologize. But I thought, I know it was D'Angelo Hall. Somebody tweeted D'Angelo Hall saying how much he loves Stephon Diggs. And I feel like Stephon Diggs is going to be the type of player, I hope not for his entire career, where everybody loves what he does, but he never posts the statistics that match it.
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, as a player and his ability, star potential. But will he ever maximize that in terms of his numbers?
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I think as long as Thielen's there, it's going to be tough.
Well, also and with Mike Zimmer game. There, too, I think.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so, unless it becomes a situation where they turn, you know, let's just say the Vikings have a good season and they and Zimmer stays because he's one of the coaches that's on the hot seat coming into the season. If they do well, maybe it's Stefanski, maybe it's Kubiak, maybe it happens this year. But those guys seem to be want to be a little bit more run dependent. But I think if it's one of those situations where you get a situation of turning the offense loose and, you know, Rams-esque, Chiefs-esque, whatever the case may be, whatever, you know, Saints. I don't think we're ever going to see those guys maximize what their full potential could be. And that includes Thielen, who was awesome last year.
Sure. So who do you guys like better, Thielen or Diggs?
Diggs. And that also speaks to, I know, Adam, you bring this up all the time, the injuries that Thielen was dealing with. Mm-hmm. But in the three games under Stefanski at the end of the season, it really was a lot of Diggs target-wise compared to Thielen.
Ooh, I mean, I think Diggs' targets, if I recall, at the end of the season, maybe I'm confusing it with Thielen, but they were both bad in terms of fantasy production. Except Diggs kept finding the end zone, but his last, you're right, the targets were better. I confused it with Thielen. He had 6, 7, 6, and 10 targets in his last four games. He did get in the end zone three times. Now, I dug in a little bit more on the pass attempts in those games, because we've talked about it. Kirk Cousins, he averaged like 29 pass attempts per game in the last four. It's not quite that simple, because two of those games were blowout wins, so bad game script, and one of those games that had the ball for 22 minutes. I think we'll explore this topic a little bit more, hopefully next week, but I just did want to bring up the Vikings wide receivers. And Heath, you actually took Brandon Cooks ahead of Stephon Diggs. I didn't know you had it ranked that way.
Yeah, I do have Cooks ranked ahead of Diggs. I'm pretty terrified of what this new offensive philosophy in Minnesota is going to do the target share for both Thielen and Diggs. And really, like, Diggs was marginally better last year in PPR, but Cooks has been so consistent the last three or four years. And even last year, I mean, probably had his best year, if not for some rotten touchdown luck and one game where he essentially didn't play.
All right, catching up on some of the picks, and now Jamie and I are about to be on the clock. Jamie's on deck. I'm in the hole. But to start round three, after Heath took Kerryon Johnson and Andrew took Aaron Jones, Andrew then took T.Y. Hilton, then Brandon Cooks, Stephon Diggs, Matt Ryan, Marlon Mack. Jamie, I really want Julian Edelman really badly.
Do you?
Yeah, please don't take him. Tyler Lockett went to RJ. Interesting pick in a PPR league. Tyler Lockett. All right, Jamie, are you going to take Julian Edelman? Are you going to break my heart? You don't have a quarterback yet. You can take a quarterback.
No, I was taking Baker.
Really?
Yep.
All right, I'm taking Edelman, and I'm thrilled. Now, I could see my next two picks being quarterbacks. I sort of would like to get in the Jameis Winston, Jared Goff range in a 2QB league, but let's talk about how we started our team through four rounds. I have Davante Adams, Julian Edelman, Dalvin Cook, and Todd Gurley.
Can we get the over-under on the number of games missed for your team?
Yeah, it's a real high upside, big downside team. Wow. I'm okay with it. No guts, no glory. Jamie, your first four picks?
DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Damian Williams, and Baker Mayfield.
Heath?
I've got Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Brandon Cooks, and Kerryon Johnson.
By taking Travis Kelce, what, 14th over? No, 13th overall, right?
14th.
14th, yes, sorry. You don't seem to agree with my assessment about tight end value in this format, or do you?
No, not at all. Especially not when it comes to Kelce, Ertz, or Kittle. I don't think there's any type of lineup configuration that you could make that would devalue those three because they're better than most receivers.
But they weren't better than the receivers that were on the board when you took Kelsey. They weren't better than Beckham, you know?
Oh, they were last year.
Well,
they probably were the year before. Do you project them
to be better than Odell Beckham? Do you project them to have better stats than Beckham?
I would guess that it's really close. I'll check. But, like, there's maybe been one year where Beckham's been better than Kelsey.
Mike Evans, who I know
you
love. I've
got Travis Kelsey for 101 catches, 1,297 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
Oh, Beckham will beat that.
That's
if he 278 stays
PPR points.
Beckham will crush that if he stays healthy.
Odell Beckham I have for 270.
How much did you say for Kelsey?
278.
Oh, you're too low on your Beckham prediction. The guy is 1,400 yards every year and double-digit touchdowns.
I don't think that's true.
It's pretty true, at least his 16-game pace.
Okay, well, I'm not sure how that's relevant.
But you don't ever draft it for that. Like you don't consider that. You can't use that argument.
I can use the argument when I'm drafting. I don't generally use the argument when I'm projecting. But also, and I'm on the record with this, and I think Jamie said it as well. Jamie's got him as a bust.
I just did that really for our show.
Because he's going 10th overall.
I don't think Odell Beckham gets 10 targets per game like he always has.
Okay, he does get a quarterback upgrade though, unless you don't think that you like. Oh, yeah, I know you love Eli.
He definitely gets a quarterback upgrade, but like you're telling me, Odell Beckham's going to be more efficient.
I just think he's awesome. You know, like
no, there's no question. I'm not he's really. Awesome. I think Travis Kelce's awesome.
Okay, yeah, he is. All right, so I'm trying to think about the quarterbacks I want to take here. I think, yeah, I would like to get someone in this range, unless, of course, there's an amazing, as Jamie said, you know, you can wait on quarterback if there's just amazing players left, but the best wide receivers are Ridley, Kupp, Tyler Boyd. The best running backs are Kenyon Drake, Kalen Ballage. We should probably go over some news and notes, guys. Kalen Ballage took the first snaps. Does that matter to you guys?
Not really.
Not so much for Drake, but I think it's encouraging for Ballage. Not that you're taking him that much more than he was going. He's still a double digit round guy, but you know, he was getting written off for the most part.
So it's a tough call for me. Cooper Kupp just went, I got to catch people up on some picks here. So I apologize. Let's see. We had Marlon Mack, Tyler Lockett, Baker Mayfield to Jamie, Edelman to me, Josh Jacobs, Robert Woods, Devontae Freeman, Chris Godwin, who Bruce Arians just raved about. Devontae said he's never coming off the field. He can play inside or outside. Chris Godwin, Devontae Freeman, Kenny Galladay, Cooper Kupp, and Carson Wentz. My dilemma is I'd love to get another running back. Kenyon Drake, Mark Ingram, David Montgomery, James White, Philip Lindsay are all on the board. I think there's a chance if I wait around, one of them falls, or Tariq Cohen could be there. Jameis Winston would be my pick. Or no, I'd take Cam, who's on a pitch count early in training camp. I'm not really worried. And then I don't love the wide receivers unless it's Calvin Ridley who hurt his hamstring today. Oh, James White just went.
So do you think there's a separation between, we were talking about this on the show today, in that tier of number two receivers on their own team that are young and have a lot of excitement and upside? Do you see a separation between like Godwin, Ridley, and Tyler Boyd?
Boyd's the one that scares me the most. I would rank it that way, Godwin, Ridley, Boyd. I do think there's a little separation between the first two and Boyd.
Yeah, I'm just not sure there is.
And I almost feel dumb for ranking Godwin ahead of Ridley. Can you tell me real quick how you feel about Ridley and this hamstring injury?
It's so early in camp that I think it's fine.
Yep.
But right. Not great.
Quinn said that he expected Goodwin to be back for their next 4-day stretch. I think it starts on Saturday. So,
okay. Who said?
Dan Quinn.
He expected who to be back?
Ridley.
Oh, you said Goodwin, which wasn't Godwin or Ridley.
I thought I said Ridley,
but okay.
All right. Maybe I'm crazy. I could have sworn. So Jamie did take Calvin Ridley. I took Cam. Jamie took Ridley. You know what's weird to me about Boyd is how much better he was with AJ Green. Do you buy that? That he's better with AJ Green?
I think he's just good, you know. So you know, it's nice to see that he wasn't reliant on Green being gone to be good. But I think, you know, he's got a chance to be, you know, a pretty good player in this league.
And I expect the Bengals to spread the ball around. So I think, yeah, I feel pretty good about him. I think I actually have him ranked the highest of those three.
How about you, Jamie? How do you rank Godwin, Boyd, Ridley?
In that order. I'm sorry, Ridley over Boyd. But they're all within three or four picks of each other.
Darius Geis will not be limited at camp. What did you guys think about that?
It's good. It's encouraging. You know, it's just a matter of how many touches will he be getting when you still have Peterson, you still have Thompson. We'll see what Bryce Love does, if anything. So there's a lot of mouths to feed there in an offense that's not supposed to be very good. Trent Williams, who knows if he'll be there to help the offensive line. Rookie quarterback, potentially. I'm not thrilled about the upside for Geis right now, but I hope to be proven wrong because I like him as a talent.
Yeah. So my personal opinion, I know Heath doesn't agree with it, or maybe you do if we have removed the three tight ends, but tight ends not as good in this format, which is why when I was giving the names of the players I was considering, I didn't look at Evan Engram or O.J. Howard or Hunter Henry. Evan Engram did go. I took Newton. Then it was Calvin Ridley. Then it was Chris Carson. Then Evan Engram. Allen Robinson, DJ Moore. Is that too early? That's Ben Gretsch. Is that too early?
He drafts him every draft.
I just wrote in the chat room, Ben on brand with DJ Moore.
I think DJ Moore absolutely belongs in the same tier with the guys we were talking about. Not same tier. The very next tier. So I would have taken Boyd over him, but he's right there.
He's with the Pettis, Kirk.
Yep.
I know you don't necessarily agree with this, but Robbie Anderson, in my opinion.
Man, I love this pick.
What pick? Oh, Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake in the sixth round in PPR is just, I'm in love with it. Even if he's not the lead back, I think he's worth that.
He wasn't the lead back last year, so yeah.
Tyler Boyd went to Heath. Kyler Murray, Philip Lindsay, Kenyon Drake, O.J. Howard to Ben. Just not enough quarterbacks going off the board right now for me to be really thinking QB unless there's a run. I'm up in five picks. Jamie's up in four. No, I'm up in four. Jamie's up in three. Jamie, do you have a quarterback? Oh, you have Baker. I have Cam. Heath, do you have a quarterback?
No. I would have taken Cam if he had come back to the back end of the fifth.
All right. Best players available right now at quarterback are Jameis, Goff, Breeze, Wilson, Garoppolo, Dak. Running back. I'll look at Heath's rankings for that. Tariq Cohen. That's kind of who I'm targeting here.
Yeah, there's no way Tariq Cohen should still be here.
Derrick Henry, Lamar Miller, David Montgomery, Rashad Penny, Austin Eckler. Derrick Henry just went. Mark Ingram went. Derrick Henry went. Wide receivers, we've got Dante Pettis, Sammy Watkins, Robbie Anderson, DeeDee Westbrook, Christian Kirk. Are you guys, and Jamie, you're on the clock. What are you thinking? Let's take a look at Jamie's team. Did you just draft?
Yeah, we can still talk through it, though.
Okay, you went with David Montgomery, so what are you looking at?
I was going to take one of the Bears running backs. I still like Montgomery better than Cohen. I'm just afraid of Cohen's receptions coming down because Montgomery's a better receiving option than what Jordan Howard was. Plus, I don't think Cohen's going to score as many touchdowns, but as we talked about on the show today, I do think that Montgomery might be ranked a little bit too high. At least I might have him ranked a little bit too high.
Really like Dante Pettis, but 68 feels a little early. I'd like to get him next round. I'm gonna take Tariq Cohen. Now the thing is, you know, it's a three receiver league, and I only have two. I have Cam, Gurley, Cook, Edelman, Adams, and that's it. Too many good quarterbacks left. I'm gonna take Tariq Cohen here. Yeah, he had what 80 something catches last year. He was top 12 running back in PPR.
Yeah, that's the thing, and it's kind of like when I took the Drake at the start of the sixth. Cohen can fall off a lot and still be valuable with this pick.
He had 71, totally 71 catches, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Jamie. I cut you off there.
No worries.
Okay, so Montgomery and Cohen go back-to-back, which is fun. And what are we doing at tight end? Jamie, do you have a tight end yet?
Nope.
I know Heath is Kelsey. What are you thinking about tight end, Jamie? You haven't weighed in on this debate that I'm having with myself.
I will probably just play the board. You know, I don't have a problem with one of Jordan Reed, Mark Andrews, Austin Hooper, Njoku Falls. I have no problem with him either. You know, the guys I have ranked 9 through 13.
The Njoku Falls sound like a very nice vacation getaway.
Yes, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not.
Yeah, it depends. You got to catch it the right week.
That's right.
Christian Kirk off the board. By the way, RJ White, very smart fantasy mind. He took in back-to-back rounds Tyler Lockett and Chris Carson. He also has Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, and Hunter Henry on his team. His first pick was Julio Jones. I dare say that RJ White does not have enough catches. And he's, Carson's his flex. I don't like that pick.
He also has... No, I thought there was another guy in there. Yeah, there may not be, but you know, I think Hunter Henry can be a 70 catch guy. What do you have projected for you?
Probably more like 60.
Okay. I would say he can be a 70 catch guy. Mixon could be a 50 catch guy. Chubb, what would we say, 40?
Yeah. Julio, 110.
Lockett's catches will come up. I don't know how dramatically, but they'll come up.
All right, some recent picks after Jamie and I took the Bears running backs. Christian Kirk, Robbie Anderson, Jameis Winston. We are done with six rounds of fantasy drafting here. We're going to take a quick break on fantasy football today. When we come back, we'll keep going in this Superflex draft.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
The last pick of round six, that was pick 60 or 72 overall, was Ben Roethlisberger. So Tariq Cohen, Christian Kirk, Robbie Anderson, Jameis Winston, and Ben Roethlisberger. Those are the last five picks.
So just to let you know, Adam, right now, two teams with no quarterbacks. One is Heath. One is George Maselli. One is RJ. Two teams with two quarterbacks. One is Jack Capitordo, one of our producers, and another producer, Matthew Coca. They have Rodgers. Jack has Rodgers and Winston. Coca has Mahomes and Ryan.
I am shocked, shocked that Russell Wilson and Drew Brees have not been taken.
So let's talk. Okay, again, let's talk about quarterbacks.
We've been doing this for a long time. They've probably been listening to to us in some capacity.
So I mentioned I'd love to get, you know, like Jameis and Wilson, that like two of that group. If Dante Pettis, who's number one in my queue, is still available, I have to take him. I have Cam, Gurley, Dalvin Cook, Edelman, Adams, and Tariq Cohen. It's three receivers. Three receivers really, you know, makes things a little messy here. Geronimo Allison was the second pick of the first pick of round seven, and then Lamar Miller, the second pick of round seven. We still have Tevin Coleman on the board. It's like, do I take a fourth running back in a three receiver league with a flex? I already have filled my flex with Tariq Cohen. I only have two wide receivers. I hate when there's good value at a position that I don't need. But it could be very helpful to have Tevin Coleman. Dante Pettis would be my other pick here. And then if not that, then maybe I go quarterback. But I'm like, in this format, I'm fine with Cam and Phillip Rivers. I know I can get Rivers next year. I might be able to get Rivers in three rounds.
Oh.
Austin Eckler goes. All right, so now I'm up.
Really good pick.
I wanted that so bad.
Yeah, that is a good pick. All right, so why don't you tell me what you think I should do? Having one quarterback, three running backs, and two receivers who are Edelman and Adams. I have my flex filled with Cohen. So to fill out my starting lineup, I need another wide receiver. But do I take Tevin Coleman, a fourth running back, or Dante Pettis? It's a very tough call for me.
I think you should take Russell Wilson.
No. Absolutely not. Goff, Breeze, Garoppolo, Dak, all still on the board.
Jared Cook's not better either.
Nope, it's going to be Pettis or Coleman. I'm taking a Niner. Who would you take in my situation? A fourth running back or a third receiver?
Probably Coleman.
Heath?
I would probably take Pettis.
I'm going to take Coleman. I'm going to take Coleman.
Because I wanted Pettis.
Jamie drafting next. Is that who you're taking?
Yep.
Yeah, I already had three wide receivers.
I love Dante Pettis. I love Dante Pettis. Oh, man. But, you know, like, we're pretty much out of starting running backs. Sony Michel, Rashad Penny, Latavius Murray, Miles Sanders, the Bucks guys, Darius Geis. You could get one. You can get one.
Is this your quarterback turn?
I don't
know. You got one of your guys sitting there staring you in the face.
Yeah. I mean, I still have two of my top 12 quarterbacks left. Maybe three. I'm trying to calculate how much Lamar Jackson moves up. But I couldn't take him ahead of Goff for sure.
Yeah. Recent picks after I took Coleman and Jamie took Pettis, Alshon Jeffrey off the board, and then George took Sony Michel, who had 7 or 8 catches last year. Let's take a look at George's team and see how Sony Michel fits. Does he have enough catches? Well, he's got Derrick Henry. See, I don't love this pick because, I hate this pick. That's his fourth running back. He's got Le'Veon Bell, Marlon Mack, Derrick Henry, and Sony Michel. He has three running backs that don't catch passes.
And no quarterback.
His super flex right now is Sony Michel. That'll probably change. Michel will be a bench player for him. But I think with Goff, with Wilson, with Breeze on the board, with better wide receivers on the board, I just don't think your fourth running back should be Sony Michel when he's now your starting super flex. I don't like that pick. Then Sammy Watkins was taken. Will Fuller, who's full go right now, or practicing. And then you took Rashad Penny, Heath.
Yeah, that's my third running back, and I had drafted a pair of starting running backs with the same bye week and felt like there was a pretty big tier in running back drop-off, for me at least, after Penny. And so I went out and got him.
Okay, and just to remind everyone, this is a PPR league, three receivers, a flex, a super flex, and 5 point per passing touchdowns, two running backs. How many rounds are we going, Jamie?
17.
So we have 6 reserves, kicker and DST as well. All right, Heath, you have made 7 picks. We're now into round 8. Mike Williams went after you took Penny. Eric Ebron off the board. What are you thinking
time?
Here?
I'm gonna push it a little bit further. I've got a top 30 wide receiver left here. Actually, a couple of them, and I'm gonna go ahead and take one. I'm just for Pete Prisco. Drink, D.D. Westbrook.
I just took a drink, man. Like. Ease up a little bit, but I will honor it every time we say Pete's name. I'm taking a drink of water. Also, Heath, you got a nice compliment. We were all on HQ today. You got a nice compliment about your hair.
Oh yeah, from who?
Somebody said it looks like you've been drinking West Coast IPAs.
On like, where did they say this?
Somebody sent me an email.
Oh, sent you an email to compliment my hair.
I get a lot of emails personally. All right, here's what the email said. Love the HQ show. Can't believe it's free. Balazs and D.D. Westbrook info today alone was worth the watch. Favorite part, hipster Heath. What a difference a haircut makes. He must be drinking West Coast IPAs now. Hipster Heath. Yeah, it is free. Check it out. CBS Sports HQ. Download the CBS Sports app on your Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, whatever it is. Or if you want to just sample it, go to CBSSportsHQ.com. But noon to 1 Eastern, every Monday through Friday, Fantasy Football Today. Very, very helpful stuff. Dave, Jamie, and Heath on there all the time. I'll be on there every now and then. Some more picks. This round is Ebron, D.D. Westbrook. We're in round 8. We're at pick 80. We just finished pick 90. Ebron, Westbrook, Daryl Henderson. Not to the girly owner. I probably should have been looking at Daryl Henderson. I think I would have if I weren't doing a podcast right now. I own Gurley. Darius Geis, Corey Davis, and Marvin Jones. And Jamie, you're on the clock. What do we got?
I need some running back depth, so I'm going to take Latavius Murray, but there's a couple other guys I was definitely considering. I will tell you after you pick yours next time around.
Are there any tight ends I want?
I think
Jared Cook makes sense here. I do. Goff, Breeze, Wilson, Garoppolo, Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Rivers, all available. So I don't feel the pressure.
It's so hard
to take
a quarterback right now.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you really love one of those guys.
Like I'm going to take. I don't know if I will or not. There's still good players left.
I'm going to take Jared Cook. All right, Jamie, you've made 8 picks. Let's talk about your team. You have Baker Mayfield. Damian Williams, other running backs are David Montgomery, who's a starter for you right now, and Latavius Murray. Wide receiver, very strong. Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Calvin Ridley, and Dante Pettis. But Pettis, yeah, no, he's your flex. Pettis is your flex, or Latavius. And you'll bump Latavius to the bench when you draft your second quarterback as your super flex. All right, I like it. It's pretty good. I mean, I think you have some RB2 concerns, perhaps. But, you know, four really good wide receivers to start. Got to be. You like your team?
Oh, very thrilled. You know, especially PPR. I agree with you. RB2 could be an issue if Montgomery doesn't live up to expectations. I will probably make Mike Davis, especially in 17 rounds, a priority. But Latavius, as we know, could be very good standalone value. And then obviously if something happens to Kamara, would be a star. I'll try and back up Williams with either Hyde or Thompson as well, just to cover myself if it makes sense, you know, pick wise. But getting those four receivers, if they do what they should do, I'm very thrilled with it.
Cool. I have Cam Newton, Todd Gurley, Dalvin Cook. Is Madison still on the board?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He'll be there for a couple rounds.
Okay. So I'm going to take him, I think, in round nine.
Take him
down.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to take him in
round
nine.
Just make sure you get him. You don't want to take a chance.
Julian Edelman and Davante Adams. Do I really still only have two wide receivers? Wow. Okay. I'm going to be a little weak at wide receiver three. But I think we're at a point at wide receiver. Heath, I'll pull up your rankings here.
I've got a pretty significant separation, I think, between my top wide receiver and the rest of the guys. And there's a couple of decent options, but I think I only have one that's definitely inside my top 36.
That's Tyrell Williams.
Yep. Call him.
Yeah, Golden Tate looks decent to me right now. But I guess what I was trying to say was there's a big group of wide receivers, and I don't know that there are any standouts here, so it probably doesn't make sense to really reach. I love Goff at this point. He might be my pick, or I might take Madison. I do feel a quarterback run is coming soon. I'm thinking round nine is quarterback round. So we'll see. We're at pick 10 of round 8, 94 overall.
I just got this from one of our producers, so I don't know it to be 100% accurate, but apparently Ezekiel Elliott did not make the flight with the Cowboys, which means he's holding out.
Well, we had decided August 6th was going to be the day we start freaking out about
it. It is the day, yes.
Zeke out.
But just if you're curious.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's good to know. Because of this breaking news, the draft has kind of screeched to a halt here, but I'll recap some of the latest picks.
You didn't talk about my team.
We didn't talk? All right, let's talk about your team, Heath.
I really like my team.
With a quarterbackless team so far. Tell me about your team, Heath, what you like about it.
I've got three running backs, Kerryon Johnson, Kenyon Drake, and Rashad Penny. I have four wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Brandon Cooks, Tyler Boyd, and DeeDee Westbrook. And I have the best tight end, Travis Kelce.
All right, let's get into this DeeDee Westbrook thing. Jamie, I know Prisco's raving. I get it. But everybody raves about everybody this time of year. So DeeDee Westbrook really as good as he thinks?
He has a chance to be. I mean, you know, again, you're looking at a team that has little competition at the receiver spot in terms of elite guys. So, you know, the one concern would be what happens with Marquise Lee, because I don't think both those guys are, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they mix and match them, but they're both suited to play in the slot.
Suited. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. And Lee missing the start of camp did cause me to push Westbrook up, and I'm feeling like it's more likely that Lee's not there week one.
Sure. But what if he's there week four, you know?
Well, if he's not there week one, two, or three, he's probably not there till week seven.
That's true. Well, yeah, okay, you're right. He'll just go on PUP. Yeah. It's not a surprise that nobody thought Marquise Lee was going to start camp healthy.
Right. I think there was hope that he would start camp and just be like a limited participant, kind of like what we're getting with Emmanuel Sanders.
Okay.
But I also think D.D. Westbrook's pretty good, especially as a slot receiver. One of the things Pete talked about was how much he's improved his route running. I think there are plenty of targets to go around in this offense. He had a good catch rate last year considering the quarterbacks he was playing with. And he's my number four wide receiver.
Yeah, he is, right. I just wanted to talk about him. All right, so I like your team, but we'll see because you don't have a quarterback yet, but you still have an opportunity, and I do think the quarterbacks are starting to go, right? So Goff just went, Peyton Barber went, Chris Thompson went, Drew Brees went.
Those are not true things that happened.
They're not true?
Chris Thompson and Drew Brees did not go.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Those are auto picks that we rolled back.
Who went then? Who did Will end up
actually taking? We're
still
waiting for Wilburn's to pick.
Okay. Well, the quarterbacks are going to go, Heath, so get ready. You're not picking for another 12 picks, I believe. So
I will probably take a quarterback here.
Yeah.
Oh, I would expect, and let's just look at
how I know Adam's going to take.
I'm not taking Madison, by the way. He's way down on your rankings. And Miles Sanders is still on the board. You know, like, it's a shame
good
that
report today.
He had a good report today?
Yeah, no issues. Practice.
Oh, good.
I would like it if less than seven quarterbacks would be drafted in this round, mm-hmm. and I think less than seven will be drafted.
I agree. So who are you targeting?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
Tell
that.
Me. It's a mock draft. We have to do it for our listeners. It's not going to affect my draft.
They're going to know who I'm going to target when I pick them. Or if that person gets picked, I'll say, oh, I was targeting him.
I guess I really should get a second quarterback here. I should get a second quarterback. All right, picks flying off the board. Sterling Shepard.
What do you want? You're up before us.
I don't know yet. Sterling Shepard and Larry Fitzgerald.
Your guy's right there.
Miles Sanders. Golden Tate. Drew Brees is... Shepard, Fitzgerald, Sanders were taken. Then I transferred over to my queue where Golden Tate is still there. Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Phillip Rivers.
Oh, right.
Garoppolo,
you
go! Oh, Kaiser takes Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo was just drafted before Drew Brees and Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to take Drew Brees. Why do I sound so upset about that?
Yeah,
I don't know. You've been telling me how dumb it is that we have him ranked so low.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna use this podcast as a resource. I'm going to take Drew Brees, and I'm going to try to take Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen so I can do the home road thing with my super flex. And we didn't talk about this. How many quarterbacks? Like, you need to draft three quarterbacks?
Well, not everybody can.
Do you feel like when you go in that you need to draft three?
Need is the wrong word. I would prefer to.
Why can't you just say yes? Why does always have to be?
I'm just trying to answer the question honestly in a helpful way.
Jamie took Curtis Samuel. Would you have taken Garoppolo or Brees if they were on the board?
No, I wanted Samuel. I had to stay on brand.
Russell Wilson goes. N'Keal Harry goes. And now Matthew Coca is up. Matthew Coca very upset that Jamie took Curtis Samuel. Jamie says, my guy. But actually, Matthew Coca does have the claim to Curtis Samuel.
I know, but I have to tweak him a little bit.
I got to give Coca credit. He, like, months ago came on and took Samuel. And I was like, interesting pick. But now
I love
like
my
it.
Receivers.
Does George have a quarterback yet?
No.
No, but maybe he can get a running back that doesn't catch passes. He needs
wow. I mean, George is a regular listener to our show.
Royce Freeman. George, take Royce. Now he took N'Keal Harry. Heath, you are almost up. James Washington off the board.
And the top guy in my rankings when we started talking 12 picks ago about the quarterback run that was coming is still available. So I am going to take him. That is Mitchell Trubisky, my number 11 quarterback and like the 19th quarterback drafted in this draft.
Cool. And you still will be able to get one of Dak, Jackson, Allen, Rivers, Brady, Dalton.
It's amazing that 19 quarterbacks were drafted and not one of them is named Tom Brady.
I know.
It's so weird.
Oh, bummer.
Lamar Jackson.
I was really thinking I'd get Lamar Jackson coming.
I honestly considered Jackson where I took Samuel.
I wonder if I would have taken Jackson if he would have given me Trubisky back. I'm still very, very, very happy to have waited that long and have Mitchell Trubisky and Dak Prescott as my starting quarterbacks. Very happy.
Your starting quarterbacks are Trubisky and Prescott. Mine are Dak and Brees.
Now, Jamie, you can't have Dak because I already
mine
have.
Mine are Cam and the better version of Dak, Cam and Brees.
Cam and Brees.
JB, you have Baker Mayfield, and maybe I think it's time. I think you should take a quarterback here.
I was planning on it, but I want to see, along with you having two, Jack, who also picks in front of me, has two. Marone has two. Kaiser has two. Who else is ahead of us?
You're on deck.
No, I'm trying to see who has two quarterbacks ahead of me.
On the other side.
Jack and Will.
Does Will have two?
There is a feature in our draft room. If you go to roster grid, roster, I'm looking at sort by draft order.
Tom Brady and Philip Rivers were just drafted. Mark Andrews was drafted before that. Royce Freeman. This is the quarterback run. It's happening in the early 100s. We are at pick 115, and Jamie is up. He took Baker Mayfield in round, I think, four, was it?
I took Baker Mayfield in round four.
So and the question now, I think, is does Josh Allen come back if you don't take him?
I don't think so. I think Will has one quarterback.
I'm 100% going to take Josh Allen if you don't as my third quarterback.
That made that easier.
Yeah, well, I want the listeners to know. So Jamie took Josh Allen as a second. Okay, so now I do.
Because of what Adam said.
I know. I do want three, but there are probably five guys that I'm okay with as my third. Dalton, Cousins, three for sure. Dalton's, Cousins, and Stafford, who I think is a little low in Heath's rankings. And then there's Darnold and Carr as well. I think I'll get one of them. So let's. I need my third receiver. Let's take Golden Tate, unless there's another one here. I can't believe this three receiver league, and I haven't taken a third receiver yet. I'm gonna take Golden Tate in PPR. I'm happy about that. 116th overall. So, how about the Bucs running back situation here? Peyton Barber went before Ronald Jones. Ronald Jones went 106th. Peyton Barber went 95th.
I assume Ben took him.
Yep, Ben took Ronald Jones. But 95th for Peyton Barber. Thoughts there?
I think you have to take Barber ahead of Jones at this point.
Barber ahead of Jones. Now, if you are, I'm going to put you in my shoes again. I bet I wear bigger shoes than Jamie. And you're like four. You're like 3 inches
I bet you are 1,000% wrong.
I wear an 11.
I wear a 12.
Damn. Okay.
What's the question?
The question is
shoe size.
I wear a 15.
Yeah, I knew that. That was
okay.
I think Dave is like what, a 16 or 17?
I don't know.
Yeah, Dave's got big feet.
Dave's a big dude. So my question is that I'm thinking right now is, do I take a third quarterback or do I take Alexander Mattison?
I think honestly, I'm not taking Madison. I think you have time.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the best available. Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
That's a great pick for you. And I'm not trying to sway you one way or the other, but if he is as good as the Packers think he could be, to get him as a fourth receiver this late, that's pretty good.
I know, but that, like, do I go with him or do I go with a third quarterback? Because if you're in this league and one of your quarterbacks gets hurt, there's nothing on the waiver wire. And what do you do during bye weeks? So it's pretty important, I think, to have a third quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as a 2QB league, though.
It's not. And I'll give the numbers that I gave again at the beginning of the show. In this format, 5 point per passing touchdown, full PPR. Andy Dalton last year was the number 24 quarterback. So he'd be like the last number two quarterback. He was also would have been the number 24 wide receiver. Number 17 running back, number 24 wide receiver. So he probably wasn't that much better than, like, you know, a number three receiver. But he was better. But we're past 24 quarterbacks off the board. Are we?
I don't think so.
Probably close to that. Yeah, I don't think so, but we're close. We're getting right around 24. Some more picks coming off the board. David Njoku, Damian Harris, and Tyrell Williams.
Jack made a fantastic pick.
Tyrell, 119th overall. Last pick of round 10 is coming up, and it's Will Brinson.
And I want to go back to something earlier. George's team has worked out really well. So for you hating on him for having four running backs,
well, let's see it. I bet I disagree.
It has worked out really, really well.
All right. Challenge accepted. Let's see George's team. Tom Brady at quarterback. That's his only quarterback.
So far, yes.
Le'Veon Bell, Marlon Mack, Juju Smith-Schuster, Adam Thielen, Corey Davis, Evan Ingram, Derrick Henry at flex, and right now Sony Michel at super flex. So he'll probably get like Cousins or Dalton. It's not bad. I mean, he's going to have to drop Corey Davis after week one.
That's why I brought up George's team. Your Corey Davis take on today's show was one of the worst takes you've had related to fantasy football. That picking him outside of the top 100 picks is going to be a bust. He was the number 27 receiver in fantasy football last year.
He was useless.
Blaine Gabbert played 5 games.
He was useless. I don't care where he finished. He was useless.
He was much better catching passes from Mariota. Now they've got Tannehill to back up Mariota.
They have A.J. Brown and Delanie Walker.
Full of offensive juggernauts. They are not going to be able to be a 55% run team. It's just not going to work.
They're not going to be a good team. They are going to be one of the worst offenses.
They are going to not be a good team. I would agree with that. That's going to lead to them having to throw more.
They have a quarterback who can't throw.
Competent quarterbacks. Marcus Mariota can throw just fine.
No, he can't. He's not good in the pocket. He's just not a good passer.
I do not agree with that at all. Corey Davis, as a second-year receiver, just had a top 30 season. He's going into his third-year breakout. He was a first-round pick, and you're getting him outside of the top 100 picks. That's fantastic. That's exactly what we look for in drafts, is that type of league-winning upside.
So to be fair,
to Corey Davis and his family.
To be fair, he was like 115th or something in CBS. I have no problem with that. His ADP, I think, on Fantasy Football Calculator was about 100, and that I thought was too early. So
right. You're choked up.
Yeah. Somebody please say Pete's name. Sorry, I take a drink of water. So... yeah, I just think he's not a very good player. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the second best wide receiver on his team. He's going to be the third best receiver on his team, possibly, with the tight end Delanie Walker coming back.
117-year-old Delanie Walker.
Don't matter. He was 115 2 years ago, and he was good. So, I don't know. It just 115th is a lot better than 100th to me. For the
it's a round in three picks is, in the ninth.
It is a lot
round.
Different, though. I mean. You're talking about Larry Fitzgerald and Golden Tate and guys like that that you'd be taking Corey Davis over. I don't think you should be going over.
Both of those are steals.
Both or all three?
101st and 115th are both steals.
Oh, I see.
For Corey Davis.
Oh, speaking of steals, Jack just had a great pick with Emmanuel Sanders.
Back to back. Colin Tyrell and then Emmanuel Sanders.
Why is Emmanuel Sanders a good pick here?
Why not? If he's healthy, let's say he didn't have the Achilles injury, okay, let's just hypothetically. Who would you rank as the top Denver wide receiver?
Sanders, for sure.
Sanders, but it's, I mean, I got to see it.
Understood. But I think like 122 overall, you don't think that's great value for Sanders?
I don't think it's great value. I think it's fine.
Heath, what do you think?
I would say borderline great. Definitely good.
Would you rather have Emmanuel Sanders or Corey Davis?
Well, I'd much rather have Corey Davis, obviously.
Okay.
And I'd rather have Corey Davis than Cortland Sutton.
But you understand that Corey Davis has more or less never been good in the NFL. He had like a 4-game stretch last year where he was good. And then they discovered Derrick Henry. You know, it's just like, why do I have to defend my take on a guy who you should have to defend Corey Davis. You should have to defend.
You're
you,
saying
all
he's not
year
a good
long,
pick in the- pick 101.
Basically
he was better than that last year.
Oh, I know, and you know what, like this is the same thing we did during the projections podcast where I said if he plays 16 games and you and Ben were like, yeah, well, if every running back plays 16 games they're gonna do this. So
he played 5 of those games with Blaine Gabbert. Those don't count.
Has Marcus Mariota had a 3,600 passing yard season? I think that's like right around his max.
He doesn't play 16 games. You can't judge him based on full season statistics.
What's his 16-game pace?
All right, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, I'd love to know. Marquez Valdes-Scantling off the board after Emmanuel Sanders. Paris Campbell off the board. That means, for me, I got to do it. Dalton or Stafford. Andy Dalton was actually pretty good before the A.J. Green injury. He's underrated. So, but Stafford was very good before the Golden Tate trade. One of those guys is getting someone back, though. So let's take Andy Dalton here as my third quarterback. Jamie, you are on the clock.
Yes, I'm going to take Deontay Foreman.
Oh, he's still available, huh? He distracted me. That's a good pick, 126 overall for Foreman. Deion Lewis off the board. Heath, how you doing with your research over there?
What?
Your Mariota research.
I can't calculate his 16-game average. He played too many half games.
That's a fair point. Okay, so we're more or less wrapping up the draft here. Jordan Reed, Sam Darnold coming off the board. We'll let Heath make this pick, his 11th pick. He is on deck after Ben Gretsch. Jamie, do you feel like, how many drafts have we done together? Mock drafts, we've probably done 60 over the years.
Oh, more than that.
Do you feel like we've had back-to-back picks in 30 of them, in 50%?
We're about to have one next week, in the real one.
Oh, yeah, the flex draft, which I can't attend, by the way.
You are attending.
I can't attend. I'm very sorry.
The only reason I come to this is to see you.
I know. I feel bad. I have to let Jake Seeley know I can't attend the flex draft. I love doing it. It's the industry draft where we get together. We draft in person. It's the only in-person draft I get to do all year. And I can't go.
Why are you not coming?
Good pick, Heath. Kalen Ballage, 131.
A bad pick. I didn't realize Justin Jackson was still available.
I was actually torn on Foreman versus Jackson.
Yeah, I'd rather have Ballage than Jackson. You wouldn't?
No.
Not right now.
DeSean Jackson. I can't go because my sister and her family are in town. So.
Ready for the worst pick of the draft?
Yeah, all right, Heath, make the worst pick.
It's the 12th round. I've got to do it, right?
Corey Davis.
Bruce?
No.
Not Bruce?
No.
Quarterback?
Worse than that.
Derek Carr?
LeSean McCoy.
Oh, there it is.
He was number one in my queue. So how many quarterbacks do you have?
Say who it was? It was LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, I said LeSean McCoy. Derek Carr. How many quarterbacks do you have, Derek Carr, the last pick?
Two.
Jamie, you have two or three?
I have two, but I'll take Stafford if it comes back to me.
DK Metcalf coming off the board. See, this is why when I look at ADP and I see, you know, DK Metcalf going a lot later than he does in our drafts, because a lot of times people draft two quarterbacks no matter what. Now we're in a draft where we're drafting three quarterbacks, and I will be handcuffing Dalvin Cook right now. All right, we're going to wrap it up.
Oh, RJ.
Matthew Stafford. Okay, so Jamie Stafford's off the board. Do you take Flacco, Eli, Haskins, Fitzpatrick?
This is pretty much where at the point where you're just going to be able to pick up a quarterback before you have a buy, right? Yep.
This is where I take other.
Yep, yep.
I'm going to take my first tight end.
Oh, who?
Make him dance, Vance.
Vance McDonald went after
Mark Andrews for one.
Mark Andrews, Jordan Reed. Interesting. And my last pick is Alexander Mattison, and we are 140 picks in.
Well, your last pick of this show.
Of this show, yes. We have several rounds left, five rounds left, but I think it's going to be pretty boring. Well, what do you think? Should we keep it going? Should we talk about late round picks?
I mean, we can.
Yeah, you know what? I think the listeners would like it. Okay, so let's talk about some late round picks. DK Metcalf and LeSean McCoy. Who would you rather have in a vacuum?
McCoy.
McCoy.
Who leads the Seahawks in touchdown catches this year?
Lockett.
Nope, it's Metcalf.
It's a bet?
It's a bold prediction.
No, let's make a bet.
What? Oh, man.
Okay. I'll spot you two touchdowns.
Oh, all right. I'm in. I have to write this down. Heath, can you write this down? You're good with this stuff.
What's the bet?
Lockett versus DK Metcalf, touchdown catches. Azer gets a two touchdown spot.
So Lockett -2 versus Metcalf.
Yeah.
Season TDs.
What's the bet?
We have to get the Heath haircut.
Get the Heath haircut.
That's like shave it on the sides, grow it
that
long up top.
That would require a lot of growth on the top.
I couldn't do it. I can't do it. Yeah, I don't have that kind of hair. Other picks. We'll figure out the bet. Mohamed Sanu, Albert Wilson. Talk about Albert Wilson.
He seems healthy. Came out. The Dolphins tweeted a picture of him running back out to practice, so that's a good sign. They're also looking at Allen Hurns, which, for what that's worth, you know, I think could impact Wilson a little bit because Hurns probably is better suited to play in the slot than on the outside. But it's another team. It's very similar to Jacksonville. It's a wide open receiving core. It's funny. We had Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winning cornerback from the Pittsburgh Steelers, also played with the Cardinals. He's one of our NFL analysts here. He said, and it was funny because like when you think about it, it's kind of alarming that the Jets have the best receiving core in the AFC East.
No, no, they don't.
Well, it's hard to make an argument for anyone else. Now, obviously, Edelman stands out.
Are we talking just receivers or tight ends too?
Just receivers.
I mean, Edelman is so much better. We have no idea what N'Keal Harry is.
True. The Patriots, you would probably say – I think most people probably say the Patriots.
Might be the Jets.
Especially if you throw in Josh Gordon's maybe coming back.
Well, that would change things, obviously.
But, you know, if you look at it, who's the second best receiver in the AFC East?
It's Robbie Anderson, I'd say.
Right. And then it's, okay, you can make a case that Jameson Crowder's third.
Yeah. All right, I'll buy it. And then if you throw the tight end in, that favors the Jets even more.
Agreed.
More picks coming off the board. Kiki QT, that's who I wanted. Jalen Samuels. Chris Thompson at 144 overall. Is Chris Thompson a little forgotten about?
Once again, you
it happened
fell
again?
For the auto pick.
I'm just... well, why isn't anybody taking Chris Thompson?
Because
you're only one pick away. You might get him.
Chris Thompson.
Jerick McKinnon taken. Jalen Samuels. Kiki QT. Yeah. So QT, we like that pick, right?
Yeah.
Damn, I need some wide receivers here. I only have three. It's pathetic that I only have three in a three receiver league. And I should have taken Marquez Valdes-Scantling because I had Devontae Adams.
I don't think you had a chance.
I probably should have taken him around earlier. But wow. That, honestly, those are the types of things I'd be able to do if I weren't hosting a podcast right now. Debo Samuel comes off the board. There are some decent running back options here. Justice Hill and Carlos Hyde.
If you're looking for a receiver, I mean, Anthony Miller makes so much sense.
I have to take Anthony Miller. Anthony Miller, to me.
Yeah,
Jamie, you are up.
Justice Hill, thank you.
you're diabolical, Jamie.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Justice Hill, does he have value without a Mark Ingram injury?
I think so. There's a report that Kenneth Dixon may not make the final roster.
Justice Hill, very fast. Very small, but very fast. All right. Dante Moncrief comes off the board. Devin Funchess off the board.
That's a really good pick.
I think the last three receivers picked were all very good.
That would be Anthony Miller, Dante Moncrief, and Devin Funchess.
McFadden also said he's going to Steelers camp, but he said that he thinks Moncrief will be better than James Washington because he's a veteran.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I'm trying to figure out, it's my third time for a third quarterback pick.
Eli.
I was going to pick Funchess.
Eli.
And so I was just doing the math. My quarterbacks have byes in week 6 and 8.
So you're good.
They're definitely, I think they could start off 2-4. 2-4. So I think we get into week 6 for sure.
With Eli?
Yeah. They're going to lose. They'll be 2-4. They play the Cardinals at home. Kyler going for a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. They could maybe win that game. And so I think he can get to, I'm going to go with Eli.
Okay.
I think he can get to week 8.
All right. I like that thinking. That's good stuff. I had Eli Manning in a super flex league last year, and I just didn't use him. It was like he was useless. He wasn't as good as the wide receivers or running backs that I could plug in.
He was your third or your second?
Oh, he was not my second. He might have been my fourth.
Oh.
I shuffled guys in and out because I lost someone. I don't remember who it was. More late round picks. Deshaun Hamilton. Like, his stock seems to have fallen since the
He's got a hamstring injury and is going to miss some time, it sounds like.
Heath took Josh Gordon. Dwayne Haskins was drafted. Marquise Lee to Ben. Ben also took Matt Breida, which I know he made a good case for Matt Breida as maybe sneakily being better than Jerick McKinnon as a backup to Tevin Coleman.
Oh, I mean, you can make a case that Breida might be sneaky better than Tevin Coleman.
Sure. I hope not, but sure. Marquise Lee goes. And, yeah, we're pretty thin at wide receiver. Are there any great players left, guys? Any high upside players?
I mean, the two backups for the Chiefs are there.
Carlos Hyde and Darwin Thompson. Mm-hmm. Devin Singletary is there.
I think, you know, I like Isabella. Two of the Dolphins receivers, or all three Dolphins receivers still there.
Yeah, I mean, Carlos Hyde, if Damian Williams gets hurt, and he has never had more than 50 carries in a season, I'm taking
Extend that a little bit, though, because you factor in the playoffs last year, it was 105 touches.
Okay, I'm taking Carlos Hyde if Jamie doesn't, or RJ doesn't here. I'm up in two picks. All right, we're gonna end it now. We're losing steam. Duke Johnson, the Bears DST, and I'm ready to go. So we'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this draft. Hope it was useful. Jamie took Carlos Hyde. You suck, Jamie.
Well, I mean, what do you think I was going to do? I told you that at the beginning of the draft, that if I...
Did you get Darwin?
Not yet. I'm not going to.
There you go, Adam.
I took Devin Singletary. I took the Bills starting running back. I'm not taking Darwin Thompson. It's not Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde's
God,
the guy.
I love this team.
We all love our teams. Our teams are great. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you later. Na, 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 na.